So, team from Hawaii, this is team from Romania. Excellent. Well, I really, congratulations. It was really fun seeing the different solutions this year. It's different. Some of it's the same, but it's different, and it is fun and inspiring to see all the really interesting things that people come up with to solve problems. It's things I would never, ever think about. So now that we've kind of introduced each other, I'm Jane Messick. I'm with Microsoft's citizenship team, which is the team that covers all the things about being a good corporate citizen. So everything from a lot of policies around human rights policies, supply chain management, environmental policies, to our philanthropic work, where we donate to communities around the world. We just celebrated our 30th year of giving, and we've donated $3 billion over the course of 30 years. So we have a great culture of giving, both from an employee individual perspective, but also as a company in terms of our grants and our software donations. It's pretty big and pretty fun to be a part of. I've actually worked for Microsoft for over 15 years. And it's a great place to work. They take good care of you, and they let you have big ideas, and then they actually give you the resources to do something with it. So it's very unique in your ability to solve social change from within a corporation. So this is what I was going to cover today, and apologies for having to be so formal. But we're going to cover what is Youth Spark. It's an initiative that we just launched this year. What's the Imagine Cup grants? How do you apply? Kind of any tips and tricks, and then take any questions that you may have. So in September, we launched a new corporate citizenship effort called Youth Spark, and it focuses on the challenges youth have today. Unemployment super high in a lot of parts of the world, including the U.S., for youth aged 18 to 25, and the opportunities for education, jobs, and even starting a small business or a startup is becoming harder and harder for folks that don't have easy access to these opportunities. So what we focused in on is how do we solve that with all the assets across Microsoft. And so we are looking at this as a cross-company initiative that includes programs like Imagine Cup, includes our grant programs where we work with nonprofits around the world in over 100 countries, where we help create training programs, entrepreneurial programs, and really help youth get the training so that they can get a job, further education, or start a small business or a social venture. But it does include programs from around the company, and you will see some programs as young as six for six-year-olds, but most of the programs, the core, is between age 16 and 25. That's where we really focus a lot of our work. And you can find a lot of information at Microsoft.com/YouthSpark, including something called the Youth Spark Hub, where you can go and click on if you're university age, go to the university age section, and it pulls together all the resources across Microsoft for your particular age group. So everything from Imagine Cup will show up there, to our training programs, to student to business, to Microsoft Valuable Partners, a whole host of programs, and then resources, everything from curriculum to scholarships, etc. So Youth Spark Hub is a great place for folks to go. Hey. Welcome. Good morning. So Imagine Cup grants overview. So Imagine Cup grants is a partnership between the Imagine Cup and the citizenship team. So it really comes from great ideas coming out of an Imagine Cup to our team that funds solutions and startups within the nonprofit social sector. And so we came together to form the Imagine Cup grants 2 years ago. This is our third year. It's a three-year commitment of $1 million across those 3 years, as well as additional software, mentorship, and other things. But it's really the idea is that there's such great and brilliant ideas in the Imagine Cup. How can we actually help seed some of those ideas and bring them to fruition, whether it's getting them out of concept phase into something more solid, developing business plans or whatever, or actually taking something and go to market. We try to take the solution to the next step, whatever that step can be. A few examples from last year's winners. Team Graphmasters from Germany created a software solution and platform to help cars better navigate on busy streets. So it provides an individualized path through a city, through traffic, so you can get a quicker path to where you're going. And when you have lots of people on this in a cloud-based solution, you can better evenly distribute traffic. And it's a really cool solution, and they will have the Windows app coming out in August on the solution, and they're in discussions with BMW, Daimler Chrysler, all of these car companies, and the navigation companies to incorporate their software into their navigation tools. So it's pretty cool how well they're doing. Another team from last year's team, StethoCloud, their Australian team, they're super fun. They created a platform that uses a mobile phone and a very inexpensive stethoscope to record breath and heartbeats so they can diagnose lung-related illnesses, whether pneumonia or asthma. And it's a cloud-based solution. And so they are in clinical trials now, so our grant enabled them to take their solution and refine it and take it into clinical trials because it's a health device, so it takes a little bit of approval to get medical devices through. So they're trying to get FDA approval and approvals in Australia and India. And they're also a finalist for an accelerator based in San Francisco called Rock Health. So super excited for them. They'll be moving to San Francisco if they make it to the accelerator. And all of this stuff was kind of helped along. A lot of connections into the VC community, cash to help them get their product more stable or into trial, and just have been really fun working with them. Let's see. So Imagine Cup grants, who's eligible? So everybody in the finals that participated here in Russia is eligible, regardless of what category you were in. So the categories go away, and what we look across is we really focus in on that social good aspect of it. And in terms of social good, I mean, up here we talk about benefit the largest a number of people in the largest possible way, but sometimes the largest benefit is a real in-depth benefit. So in year one, for example, a team that won created a solution for paraplegics that could not move to operate their computer using a Kinect system and their eyes and head movement. So, and that really only had deep impact within the quadriplegic community in Jordan, but it was still a pretty significant impact. So compared to something like the Graphmaster solution, which could impact lots of folks that adopt it and the community at large in terms of reducing traffic and reducing environmental impact. So social good, and in terms of concepts of what social good can look like, it could be things like alleviating poverty, it could be health related, it can be around reducing impact on the environment, it could be disastrous and humanitarian response solutions. So the solutions can be wide ranging across a lot of different social impact things. So lots of things in terms of what it could be, and that's going to be your challenge when you apply, is how you really define what that social problem is that you're going to try to solve. What's the award? And the award is really a custom award. We really tailor it to where the team is, what the team is trying to do, whether it's trying to get their concept into a better prototype, or if it's actually getting them connected into the VC community for additional funding and startup. We even have a couple teams, again, like Australia, we're helping them try to get into an accelerator, which is really important for a lot of teams. So the cash grant is up to $100,000 per team. Last year we granted to four teams, Germany, Australia, Uganda, Ukraine, and Egypt, five teams. And last year they decided to have a winner. So Graphmasters, the Germany team, was the winner, and then the other four were kind of runners up. They got $75,000, Graphmasters got $100,000. And it's up to the judges how much they award in terms of the cash grant. But then everything else is really based on what the team needs, and we try to meet with the teams, get them connected to the right technologists, if appropriate, get them connected to different people out in the field, get them connected to resources in your community. And that's where our local subsidiaries come in. They really try to help out. Then there's other additional resources in the Youth Spark program that I'll talk a little bit more about, including our Innovate for Good community, which is a community of 2,000 young adults focused on innovation for social good. And our Sprout e-courses that are provided through our partner Taking It Global, which is an entrepreneurial training program. We'll talk about it. Software, mentorship, all of that. Again, it's very much tailored. Oh, in terms of the cash grant, I forgot to mention. It's divvied out based upon different stages, and those stages can happen pretty fast. 10% upon the signing of the contract, 80% on completing the e-course, which is a course, again, I'll get more into it, that helps you build the business plan. And I'll be really honest, the weaknesses across the last 2 years of all the teams has been the business planning side of things. They're brilliant on the technology side, but the business and marketing side has been relatively weak. So the Sprout course helps, will help build that up. And then 10% of the final. I'll be also really honest, it's hard getting money in some places of the world. So for example, the Ukraine, even though we announced they're winning, a winning team in December, just got their money this week because it's so hard to get contracts signed and money into some parts of the world. Other teams got their money last February, some in April, but Ukraine took a while. Hawaii's not a problem. So Innovate for Good, let me talk a little bit. So we have, in our philanthropic world, we have three main USpark programs. One is our grant program, where we really fund a lot of training and educational programs to help move folks into jobs and education and startups. Another is our Innovate for Good community, where people that have been touched from various USpark programs, including Imagine Cup and Imagine Cup grants, attend both events in person and events online, are a part of what we call the Innovate for Good community. So right now, it's we launched it last year, and it has 2,000 members in it. And on there are some great resources, discussions. There's webinars. There's the Sprout courses. And it's from everybody with, you know, folks with really great ideas to people that have really formulated ideas. And I'll be in the Imagine Cup grants. Kids that participate in the Innovate for Good are seen as the rock stars in this community because they have gotten beyond just that idea formulation and they're getting to where they can get closer to reality. And the Innovate for Good community is also a good pathway into other places, like a lot of our partners from HP and others, to our program called Give for Youth, which is an online fundraising platform, kind of like a Kickstarter for youth that individual entrepreneurs through, for example, Imagine Cup grant folks, through Taking It Global, can raise money for their projects as well. So a lot of great stuff happening on Innovate for Good. The in-person meetings are also super fun. They're all around the world, and they're very much driven by the attendees, they're really fun. Let's see. The Sprout course I mentioned briefly, it's a 9-week course. The first week's an orientation, then there's 6 weeks of classes, and 2 weeks of kind of independent work, and the idea is that you can come out of the Sprout course with a really solid understanding of how to create a business plan and what it takes to do social good startups, whether it's a for-profit or a non-profit startup. So it's really great program. It's got a value of about $2,000, so it's a part of the grant that we provide. We cover the cost of it, and it is mandatory to receive your grant because we have seen that business planning is needed. In terms of responsibilities of Imagine Cup grantees, it's pretty lightweight. We want to support you as best we can, and it's kind of one of those things, like other startups, the risk is high. You know, I think what is 1 out of 10 startups actually succeed. So we're not expecting to beat the odds in this, but we're trying to. And so it's a pretty lightweight relationship. We help you where you want to be helped. And we connect you where you want to be connected. We're not going to buy your solution, we're not going to adopt your solution in Microsoft Technologies, but we want to support you in other ways. So all we're asking you to do is that as a part of the grant, you'll participate in the Innovate for Good community. And again, that may be just that's how you're going to share the process you're going through. So there'll be some blogs you'll write about what your solution is up to or what you're doing. You'll participate in the Sprout course. And then we only have a year, in the engagement. In the year, you'll just provide a final report, tell you what's up, where you're going, and all of that. And, you know, we found that some final reports are, we're dissolving, we're not going to pursue this further. The clinical trials were such that it's not going to succeed. Others like, Nunev and Stethocloud, they're like flying forward. So it's going to be different. How to apply. So these are the dates. So I believe, is today the 11th? Day three of jet lag always gets me, and it's day three. So July 11th, the application becomes available, and then they're due August 16th. It's an online app. It's super short. It's only like 2 pages, kind of 10 questions. And it's, you know, but one of the things we'll talk about is we require a video to go with the app, and the video is super important. September 23rd, we have the finalists chosen. And that group of finalists go into an interview with myself, Diane Nye from the Imagine Cup team. I don't know if you've met Diane. She's awesome. She's my partner in crime. She's also at the resource booth to take any like individual questions that you may have about the Imagine Cup grant. So Diane's there, so you can look for her today. And so we do phone interviews, hopefully video interviews. We use Skype and talk to folks, and that is, those interviews are fun because you're no longer being judged by those of us on the interview. We're there now for your advocate, as your advocates, and we're going to learn as much as possible so we can advocate you to the finalists, the final judges, who are the big wigs. Who then the winners are chosen October 30th. We'll be announcing sometime November, December, unclear, because the idea is we want to get up and running and get contracts signed and everything so eSprout courses can start in January. And so then you're done with all that, February, early March, and on your way with all the grant money, which would be early for us to get grant money out. It'd be awesome. So online applications are available today, and they are due on August 16th, I think like at midnight, some European time. So the judging process in round one are Microsoft experts. So it includes myself, a couple people from my team who focus on tech for good. I forgot to mention, I lead our world in the citizenship team called Technology for Good, which is everything from our software donations to our partnerships in the disaster humanitarian space to a lot of our deep dives around creating solutions for good. And so I have some folks on my team that will join. We have some folks from the Imagine Cup team. Then we have folks, depending on the topics that we get, some folks from our accessibility team who really understand technology and accessibility situations. We have some education-focused people. We have some geeks, so some people that really understand Windows phone applications that I don't get. I'm not a geek. So we get some geeks. So it all depends on what the applications are. And who we get together, and every application is read by at least 4 people, so you get a nice view, and it's people that are subject area experts like myself, subject area experts like myself, or technology experts. So that's the first round, and then we have 10 to 15 finalists chosen in that round. We do interviews, and then we go into the distinguished panel of judges, and these are the big guys, like Jeff Rakes from the Gates Foundation, some venture capitalists, Dana Lewin, who's vice president in the developer partner evangelist space. He used to be the sponsor of the Imagine Cup. So it has some pretty big wig folks that sit on this panel, and they are awesome, and they are engaged, and it's really amazing that they take the time to read the applications. They spend 2 hours on the phone discussing and choosing and deciding the winners. It's really fun, and those are important people because those people have fantastic connections. Across the industry. The judging criteria, I mentioned problem definition before, because social good can mean a lot of things, we do evaluate it based on how you define it. What is the problem you're trying to solve? Why is it important? Why are you uniquely qualified to address that problem? Impact and viability of the solution. What impact are you going to have? Again, there could be that breadth impact, like you're gonna save a million lives with your solution, or it could be that you're going to have this really deep, lasting impact on a community of 10,000. So it's a matter of what's the impact, what's the viability of your solution, who else is doing stuff like this, So that kind of gets into the solution design and innovation. You know your stuff, do your research, who's doing it, be honest about who's doing it, talk about why you're different, why you're doing it differently, and why you'll have more impact and why you're innovative. And then we also look at the team quality and motivation. We want to see that the team is together behind this. We have teams where some of the teams have graduated, and some of the teams are still in school, and they're able to move forward. Often there's one lead with others supporting. The teams can change from here to then, especially if you need to bring in some expertise. That's what we saw with some of the teams. They brought in some more business expertise to their team going into the Imagine Cup grants, which was helpful. Again, a lot of really smart technologists need a little bit of business help along the way. So the team quality is important, how you build your team, who's the lead, and it's okay to bring in new team members if it makes sense. Okay, here's some other requirements. Submissions have to be in English, and then a 2-minute video, which some of you already have videos for this, but this is, the video is super important because it's the only chance for the judges to really see how your solution works. They're just brilliant to have. So everyone can actually watch these videos, meet the team, because in the videos we say, hey, introduce yourself and the team, the problem you're trying to address, and how your solution works. And so it's a really great way to see how it works. Let me see if I can show the GraphMaster video real quick.
Greenway is an innovative traffic control system that helps everybody to find the best way, not only on their way from A to B, but also on their way into a better future. An average car consumes about 7 liters of fuel per 100 kilometers and produces an average of about 2.5 tons of toxic CO2 each year while stuck in traffic jam. To absorb all of the CO2 produced in traffic jams all over the world, you need a forest bigger than Australia. Statistically, each of us spends 66 hours in stuck traffic, stealing time from our social lives. Greenway cuts this time in half and spends you an extra day off. Ordinary and even more advanced navigation systems can figure out a route around a traffic jam, but they lead all users to the same alternative routes, producing new bottlenecks and traffic jams. The Greenway system knows every single car's position and target location and distributes all vehicles uniformly on all streets so that the whole infrastructure is ideally engaged. Greenway actively avoids traffic congestion by utilizing commonly available mobile devices and GPS and links them to the most advanced graph traversing algorithm running. In this simulation, 5,000 cars driving from the northeast to the southwest of Beijing City. After analyzing many different scenarios, we found out that Greenway outperforms all other navigation systems. Traffic flew off in half the time. As we said, Greenway spends you a whole day off. We implemented Greenway into a Windows Phone app. Choosing the optimized Greenway route makes you pay a small amount of money, only a few cents regarding the actual fuel and time saving, respectively. Today we are already facing cars fully crammed with computer devices, but regardless of how advanced the perception of every single vehicle is, an orchestrating traffic control system is needed. Let's create the future the Greenway. Greenway, the best way.
So that's actually a pretty fancy video. A lot of the videos that we get are animated PowerPoints or just some, people talking or being interviewed. They don't have to be fancy like that. But the idea is that here's a chance for you to introduce your team and your solution so that the judges can actually see the solution in action. If you also provide, you can provide a link to a web page that you might have. Judges do check that out. We had some judges, high-powered venture capitalists actually doing additional research on solutions. So they will go out and look at all kinds of resources. We don't accept PowerPoints or anything like that, but if you have a website where you want to put additional information, you can have a link to that as well. But the video is super key. The other things that we ask in the application are, team information. Who's on the team? What roles do you play? Again, that problem definition, we talk about the solution, the impact. We talk about, what's your business plan? And we're not expecting you, you don't have to submit a business plan, we're not expecting you to have a business plan, but you need to start talking about it and thinking about it, because that's where the Sprout course will come in. It will really help you formulate that. If you have one already, fantastic. But the business plan aspects is that we want you to start thinking about that. And again, submissions are due August 16th. Let's see what else we've got. So a few tips. Over the year, a couple of years, what we've learned is really being able to tie your solution to that social good issue is critical. You know, and then how is it going to have an impact, a unique impact compared to everyone else? So think that through really clearly and try to articulate how you are going to make a difference on a problem. The video, again, it really is a fantastic way to demonstrate how the technology works. Work with the local, you have a local DPE person that you work with. It's okay to work with them in this, get their advice, get their help, especially if you need help with the English translation. They can help with that. It's okay to work with them. You know, research, we do want to see that you've done your research, that you know what is going on in the space, who's working in this space. One of the things that often comes up is, you know, if you're doing a social good solution, you know, who are the NGOs that are actually out there working on that issue? They could either be a partner or they could actually be a channel for you. And so it's important to understand that space too, who's working in that field that you can lean on, because that's where I come in, is that I have connections across the NGO space to help out a great deal. Additional help, it's okay. Don't be shy saying, hey, you know what? I know nothing about marketing. and that's where we kind of figure out what the custom award is and how do we support you in other ways. And so it's okay to say you have a weakness on your team and say, you know, our strength is this. We know how to do this. We understand this. We really could use some help in this aspect of our business plan. It helps us understand how we can best help you. It's not something that we hold as critical in your application. There are other types of things that might come to mind. I'm not sure we can take some questions too. We've got lots of time. Some folks came in late. Hey, thanks for coming. Late night last night. No. And congrats on your solutions. I'm not sure what point you came in, but I'm happy to, at the end, talk more about what you might have missed. All right, got questions, yeah. No. Yeah, no, that's fine. I think we do look to see that the additions of the teams make sense. We needed to round off our team. We needed to bring in some different expertise. Totally cool. That's just part of how we evaluate how you're building your team. So I think if you're changing team leaders, you know, that's one thing to just explain. You know what? This guy was our team lead for Imagine Cup, but he's graduating and he's got a job where he has to work 80 hours a week now and he can't do this. He's going to become an advisor. And, you know, this person's going to take it on as the team lead, and she's the team lead and has these qualifications and commitments. So we have seen team leads change, and that's okay. We just like to see it explained. But yes, you can grow. There's no limit. Last year, we were able to bring the teams into Silicon Valley and Seattle. And this year, because of budget changes, I'm not quite sure what we're going to be able to do. So there will probably be a limit on how many we bring to the states for the announcement. Is it interesting? Yeah, go ahead.
So do we have all the information you mentioned on the website?
Yeah, I think this deck is available to you guys someplace. I'm not sure. But I think that, let's see. So the application is available today. And I think every team's gonna get an email today on where it is and where to find it. I'm happy to make, I have a stick, so if you wanna copy the presentation, you can borrow the stick. And I know there's a frequently asked questions section. And I don't know if this deck is available or not. I can ask Diane. And I don't know if you were here when I said Diane Nye is at the resource table. She's the Imagine Cup other half of me. So I'm a philanthropy. She's the Imagine Cup. And she's available to also just answer specific questions. She's awesome. But yeah, if you want to copy the stick, happy to share it. It's someplace where only you guys can get to it, so it's not on the public site.
Okay.
So I think emails go out to the team leads, and I believe it's in a secure place. You might. I'm not sure if it's different than last year. Last year you needed a code to get into it. But I know that's happening today. It was time to go along with the presentations. If you don't find it, we will connect you. Again, it's not hard to apply, so I really encourage y'all to apply for it. It's pretty neat. Now, first year I think there was four. Last year there was five. This year it's more about how much budget do we have and what does the judge. So I think we have up to $400,000 this year because it's a $1 million grant, and it's about. It was about 300 the first year, 300 the second year, or 325 the second year, and I think there's 400 available this year. And then it's just a matter of how the judges want to distribute that 400,000. So last year, the grand prize winner got 100,000. I think two teams got 75, and no, one team got 75, and then three teams got 50. So it's just how the judges, this is the external fancy pants judges, just how they decided to distribute it. So I think, but there's more money this year than there was last year, considering the budget. Yeah. So it's a good year for you guys to apply. More opportunity. Any questions? All right. Best of luck to you guys tonight. I'm really excited. It'll be a fun event. You feeling good? Yeah? Super fun. I'm here. I think I have to be someplace else. I have to present again, and I don't know when, 15 minutes or a half hour. But I'm happy to just take any questions or borrow my stick or whatever. Oh, yeah.